This is Anushka. I'm subbing for, actually don't remember who I'm subbing for, but hi. It's my first time on WMFO. I'm super excited to be here. And I have Jammy Egg for you today for the very first time. It's the name of my show. It's usually at 5 a.m. on Sundays, which is why you probably haven't heard it before. But yeah, this is Anushka. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Jammy Egg, and please enjoy.
Get a little lonely. Get a little. I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
Okay, hello. That was Tracy Chapman with Give Me One Reason. I'm so proud that Tracy Chapman went to Tufts, honestly. Our best alum, maybe Rainn Wilson, who was Dwight on The Office, is like a close second, but her Grammys performance was insane. But hello again. I hope you can hear me this time. I don't know if you could last time. If you couldn't, I'm Anushka, or Noosh. This is Jammy Egg. And I just have a bunch of feel-good songs because I feel like everybody is ridiculously sad this week. And I don't know why. I mean, actually, I kind of get it. Like, we're like pre-spring break and like we're all pushing through. All of my friends are having the time of their life in Europe right now. And I'm like trying to be supportive, but it's killing me inside. But hi, Deekshu, if you're listening, I hope you are. I have a song for you after the next one. And hello, everyone else who's listening. I hope you enjoy. The next song is Silk Chiffon.
Sundown and I'm feeling lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun.
Hi again. That was Silk Chiffon by Muna and Phoebe Bridgers. Both incredible. Kind of have a huge crush on both of them. Who can blame me? I have a little tiny segment because I've been reflecting a lot about adulthood recently. Specifically, like, adulthood at this age where I have, like, responsibilities, but no idea how to do them. And there's a couple of things that have been coming up that I wrote the title of this note is, there's so many things about adulthood that used to feel cornballs and are suddenly beginning to make sense. And I will read some to you, and I hope that you all resonate, because I've been feeling them. Lower back pain. Mindfulness. Pockets of joy. A clean sink. That one's a big deal. I had sink drama in my house, so I feel like that one has been very true for me. Calling your mom. Call your mom if you haven't today. Hand cream. Important. Bring it with you everywhere. And caffeine affects your sleep, so stop drinking caffeine. Don't drink caffeine right now. And you should really be stopping at like 1 p.m. So that's all for this little segment, but I hope those resonated with you. And the next song is for you, Leekshu. It's called Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. Enjoy.
About my fear of motion.
Okay, I'm back. That was Galileo by the Indigo Girls, requested by Aiden, who's in the stew right now, being very supportive. And I wanted to come back on. At this point, I don't know how many people are listening, but I'm pretty much only talking to the show. And this feels like a really important and great platform to do so on. So I have a little story time for you, a little moral quandary, a little what would you do situation. Okay, let me set the scene. So a friend of mine recently decided to go on this girls' trip to Florida. And basically the trip was like her and six other girls, which is already insane because seven girls going to Florida over spring break. We all know the drill. And so basically they're all prepped to go. They're only going for 4 days because all of them are nurses and they work. And so basically they get to Florida. There's some drama with checking in at the Airbnb. So they decide to drop their stuff off early, go to the beach, drink some water. And they get to the Airbnb and this couple comes up to them. And it's like this couple in their 30s. And they're like, hey, can we stay with you? And they're like, no, obviously not. Like, this is weird vibes. No. And so they don't think anything of it. They go to the beach. They drink lots of water. Get some happy hour. They're having a great time. And then they get back to the Airbnb. And three of the girls during that time, not including my friend, had texted their parents and been like, I don't want to stay at this Airbnb anymore. And they had already paid for the Airbnb, all seven of them. And it's also spring break in Florida. So the only hotel that these girls can find is half an hour away. And so obviously this creates a huge split. And so now my friend is at the Airbnb with like two other people. And then these three girls are in a hotel half an hour away. But it turns out those girls in the hotel are under 21, and in Florida you have to be 21 to check yourself into a hotel. And so they call my friend and they're like, you need to Uber half an hour to come check us into this hotel. And my friend's like, no. So even more drama being created from all ends. I don't even know who I think is in the right here. Like, it sounds like the Airbnb was like maybe a little weird, but like they paid for it and there was safety in numbers type. And like, I don't know. So they go on with their day. They all go to the beach the next day, but they go in two separate groups and end up at the same beach. Already insane. And then about halfway through the trip, one of the girls from the hotel group, there's now two sections, one from the hotel group is like, let's meet up and have like a reconciliation brunch. Most awkward brunch of their lives. And now my question to you is, what would you do about these friends going forward? It's a whole mess. It's already a friend group. Now they're coming back to school / work. There's been drama. I'm gonna leave you with that. And the next song is, oh, I really love this song. It's called Thinking About Love by Wild Rivers. And I think it's so sweet. And I hope you enjoy.
Guess we got caught up with telling a lie. Now you're leaving me lonely. I could get in my car, end up drunk at some bar, but that was the old me. Remember the night that we slept on the floor and you told me you loved me. But you don't ever think about that. It's kinda like a light went off and now you're dead set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up. We could do the long haul, we could ride it out. I know the ride's rough, but try us. You're just thinking about tomorrow.
I'm on the road while you're waiting at home, but I swear I'll be right back. You'll find some man with no rock and roll band, and maybe you'll like it.
Remember the lake when it started to rain, babe, and I just held you.
Bet you don't even think about that.
It's kinda like a light went off and now you're dead set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up. We could do the long haul, we could ride it out, I know the right through, but try us. You're just thinking about tomorrow, I'm just thinking about love. I'm just thinking about love.
Okay, hello again. That was Thinking About Love by Wild Rivers and then Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. That song is insane. Honestly, exposing myself, I read and listened to Daisy Jones and the Six and had a quite unhealthy obsession with it. And the characters in that show slash book, highly recommend reading the book first, are based off of the lead singers of Fleetwood Mac. And basically, like, the story is that they fell in love with each other, but either one or both of them were taken. And so they just had this, like, crazy onstage chemistry. And that song, the end of it, when she's like, "You'll never get away from the sound of the woman who loves you," she's singing, like, directly to the guitarist. And it's insane. And it's really, really good. And you should watch Daisy Jones, read Daisy Jones, and watch the performance of Silver Springs. Okay, a little bit of follow-up before the next song, because Deekshu has some questions about my story. They did not offer to pay for the Uber. I don't think it got that far. Group dynamic now is that one of the girls who lived in the who was staying in the Airbnb is roommates with the other three girls who were in the hotel. So that is, like, some crazy tension. And I don't know what they're going to do about that. Emma... Oh. I don't think she's listening. I accidentally just exposed my friend. My friend. I don't think has really hung out with these people since that happened. And are there any other follow-ups? How did the girls get into the hotel? Apparently there was some, like, rando, not that related relative who let them in and, like, signed for them. Okay. The next song is an all-time fave. And you'll see what it is. And then the song after that is a request from our guest in the stew. And he's cooking. He'll pick one by the time that comes. Okay. Enjoy. And thank you again for tuning in.
But you know it's lies. Another bitch from the Upper West Side. Credit cards cutting all of your lines. Yeah. You're so cute, but you really wanna be a star. To feel like gold when you're dancing on broken hearts. And you know it. Thank you.
sweet time in your own, in your own sweet time, in your own sweet time, in your own sweet time.
You're sitting in a darkened room, your only light shines from the moon. You'll get your act together soon, as soon as you know what to do. I know I can't help.
In a nightmare, no signs of waking anywhere. You want to change now, but you're scared. Motivation is not there.
Okay, I'm back, and Aiden and I have a PSU for you, extremely important. It's called Know Your Cell Phone Rights.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm reading off a little pamphlet here, but the PSU says, whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a cell phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password. And setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect it to be potentially violate situation.
While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do know that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored in your phone. I'm looking at you, Tufts. Tufts boys. Including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Organization on the web at EFF.org. This was a public service message from EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thought that was topical because the majority of our listeners are in Washington, D.C. at the moment, so watch your back. You don't know who could check your phone at any random time, is what I learned from that PSA. Okay, next song. I'm going to throw it back a bit to, I would say, like, sophomore, junior year, whenever you showed me Kacey Musgraves' Deke Shoe. And I think you're going to like this one because we always do. Enjoy.
Haven't been early since 88. know a few things, but I still got a lot to learn. So I'm all right with a slow burn. Slow
Okay, hello. That song was really good. That was my first time hearing it. It's called We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande, off her new album, Eternal Sunshine. Once again, this is Anushka. Oh, wait, I think I'm supposed to say the show name. Let me do that again. This is Jammy Eggs, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was my first time ever, and I was stressed, and there were hiccups, but that's okay, because we made it through. I'm going to end us out on Valley of the Dolls by Marina. Absolute banger. Please enjoy, and thank you for listening.